isn't so much fun on a radio show.
Fun within prescribed limits.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios.
The government and parents everywhere, they tried to ban it.
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
He's a fine man.
He's a great broadcaster.
Brought to you by Fort Durham Injury Law. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com.
He's a very powerful guy.
And now, here's the man, the myth, the legend, George Plaster.
Hour number two of the show, and thank you for being with us. We're going to open this hour, the phones, for the entire hour. Because what we've got is a situation that I know a lot of you are going to want to talk about. And that is a tough Thursday in college football. So we started the show today with Mack Brown, Watson's brother, head football coach, North Carolina Tar Heels, and then brought Dr. John Steinbrecher, who is the commissioner of the MAC conference, on. And guys, I want to talk to both of you all about this. Watson, my biggest surprise was hearing that contractually there's at least maybe some gray area where some of these MAC schools may get some of the money that would be owed to them if they were going to play. I just assumed there was some clause that said, hey, if you have a natural disaster, all bets are off.
George, I think it'd be the goodness of their heart to do it, because you're dead on. That goes to court. If one of the MAC schools wanted to sue one of the Big Ten schools over this, I don't see grounds, because it's a pandemic. It's a disaster all over our country, and I just don't see any way to win that. So if Michigan wants to pay one of them this or that, I think that's just being good stewards. I really do. And it did surprise me if they'd get any money, and we'll see if any of them do, to be very honest.
So, Jack, you sat and listened, as I did, to the Mack Brown interview, which was terrific, and then participated in the Steinbrecher interview. What's the thing you took out of that the most?
Well, I mean, from Steinbrecher, it seemed like Mack football is likely to happen in the spring if things don't get better, and get better soon. So for me, that, and I kind of expected an answer like that, just with the way things have gone in the last couple of weeks, that football in the fall is looking less and less likely every day, whether fans are in or not, also looking dubious as well. So spring football is something that we haven't seen before, but I think is highly likely that we'll see for the first time this year.
Watson, what do you think the odds are that it becomes spring football?
It's all off of what goes down now, and from mid-August through September, George. If they back it, they're not going to go straight to the spring like the Ivies, I don't think, right away.
Right.
So they're going to give it another 2 or 3 weeks. Some, like the MAC, may go that route. I would think most are going to say, okay, let's try to do this first in the fall and cut it to conference games and go from there. You're seeing Division II's right and left pull out and go to the spring. As I said in the interview with my brother, the California junior colleges went straight to the spring today. That's a lot of football players.
Ooh.
Now. That is a big system out there. And that the way I read this morning, went to the spring. So I still think the most of the group of fives will, and power fives, most we'll try to hang on and get something in the fall. But, George, it's got to get better even in the next month for that to happen. There's got to be some improvement, I think, up to about 6 weeks. We're looking at about a 2, maybe 3-week window, I think 2 weeks, with the decision to start now. Then it's going to be about 6 weeks later, they're going to have to regroup and analyze again. And they're going to say, if the numbers aren't any better at that point, I think then they're going to back it up again. So I just think most of them, and the MAC may do it that way too, Jack. They may say, well, let's give it a shot and have a conference deal and then back it off to the spring as it gets closer that way.
Could this also potentially be a stall situation where they're trying to, college football is trying to climb down off a ladder. Well, the first step they take is, hey, conference only. Next step, no fans. What's the next step? Push back the season to the spring? I'm asking.
Hope for a vaccine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know about stall, but they're doing everything in their power to get their money.
Yeah, 100%.
This is a money grab, guys. That's what it is. I don't mean that in an ugly way. This money through football, through all these conferences, Group of Fives, Power Fives, it's different levels, but it is important. And the reason you saw, in my opinion, you saw the Ivy go, there's not much money involved in that for them. So they could do it. The reason you're seeing these Division Twos and Division Threes already saying they're going to spring, there's not very much money involved in it. These money conferences now, they're going to hold on as long as they can because they know the minute they go spring, they've got one last possibility now or they're going to lose all that money. They're down to the fourth quarter and hope the spring would work. So they're going to hold on, in my opinion. If you all saw Paul Feinbaum's interview, that's, George, exactly what Paul said. He said there. Everybody's holding on for the money. They're going to hold on, then hold on again the next time, and then they're going to hold on one more time. But they've just got to find a way to get this money out of this football season.
We've got one line open. I know there are a lot of you out there driving around. I want you all participating during this 3 o'clock hour, giving us your opinions, your questions, your comments. I want to hear from you. 844-5600 is the number. Let's start with James in Nashville. James, you're on WNSR.
Hey, George. Hey, Watson. How are you guys all doing? And Jack. So, you know, just as I hear things, I'm just now getting over my heartbreak that I can't go to a football game of my choice, and because I don't think there's going to be a lot of fans going to games this year. But one of the things that I thought about, and you guys were just talking about money. What formula does like the SEC or the Big Ten or some of these folks use to determine how much money they give to the conference schools, and what is it based on? Is it all TV revenue, or is there something else that's a part of the pot?
Hey James, let me throw this one out at you. My buddy Paul Kennedy had sent me this a while back, and I sort of brought it out of mothballs today. For instance, this is the SEC. They get paid $166 million this year if football were to go on as scheduled between ESPN and ABC, both of whom are owned together. They get another $70 million from CBS. So the SEC has $236 million in college football money. The Big Ten has a ton more, $185 million from ESPN, ABC, $232 million from Fox, and the ACC has $160 million coming from ESPN and ABC. That money goes into a pot. The conference office takes a certain amount off the top, and then all of the member schools end up splitting all of that up. Watson, if I've screwed this up at all, jump in.
Oh, you got it. You got it perfectly for him. And the Big Ten is the one, when they made this decision this quick, George, that was big because they're the ones that get the most money out of all this. And then the other piece that James is talking about is then, like Michigan's and Alabama's and the Georgia's and all of them, Tennessee's, it's that ticket sale money with the fans in the stands that also adds huge bucks on top of it. And basically, James, that money is already gone because there's not going to be a large number of people in stands.
Although I'm still trying to get my money back from one ticket that I bought.
Well, that's not good.
It's going to be a nightmare getting it back, but that's the way it goes sometimes. But if for some reason, somehow, all of the football are – the football bid half of a season with no people in the stands, that's going to up the TV revenue significantly because everybody that used to be in the stands, instead of having 70, 80,000, 100,000 in the stands, there's going to be 70, 80, 100,000 more people watching TV.
Well, it won't change what they get now, but the next time they negotiate a deal, perhaps it will. You know, the one I've been yapping about for a while, James, I think what's going to happen, the NFL has put a plan together, and ESPN and CBS and Fox know it, that they're prepared to jump in and provide Saturday after, noon, 3:30, 7 o'clock triple headers for a small nominal fee.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Good luck on that.
The NFL does everything for a nominal fee, right? For
nominal fee. Handling, postage and handling.
Thanks for all the input, guys. That's just kind of on my mind is how does all that money get divvied up, and does the SEC or the Big Ten have a bank account that people can go draw from anyway, or is it all TV revenue? But I guess it is all TV revenue and ticket sales. Man.
Call Bank of America. If you get an answer, call us back.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Ask for the account of Jack Gentry, and then take a little of it out. Then give it,
BGA, right?
Give it to BGA.
Yeah, I mean, that's not enough to start up a football conference, that's for sure.
A very small one.
A very prestigious,
but small.
A one-on-one football conference, maybe, where one player plays another.
Okay, let's go to Jeff in Murfreesboro. Jeff, you are on WNSR.
George, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Watson, how you doing?
Good, Jeff. Hope you are.
Jack, I hope you're doing all right.
Yeah, don't leave Jack out.
I sure am, Jeff.
Jack, Mr. Gentry, how you doing? I hope you're doing all right. I want to ask Watson a high school question, and he answered off, and then I'm going to get into a double standard that I think is going on in college athletics. But I want to ask Watson, I know he knows Coach Maynard real well. Watson, was Coach Maynard either disappointed or mad after that board of control meeting the other day when they didn't do nothing about the season?
You know, Jeff, the ones I've talked with around the state and different ones from west to east, they took it in a different direction from what I hear. They think that's still leaving open that the governor might give in and let them start on time if the numbers get better now. The numbers aren't getting better. But most everyone I talked to, Jeff, took it differently than that. Now, I did read an article on Coach McDaniel, who was at Oakland back, as you well know, and is at Christian Brothers, I think, now. And he felt the way you're talking, that he was very disappointed that now he still can't put anything together, schedule-wise or anything, to know what he's going to do. And the longer it goes, the harder it is to do.
Yeah, well, I know a lot of coaches in Rutherford County are that way, too, because they don't know who they're going to play. And the thing about it is, these options, they got to do stuff. The state association makes the schedules out. So they don't know who they're going to play.
Oh, that's right.
They can play Westwood Middle School, for all we know. They could be playing them 10 times, all we know, as far as that goes. But I want to get to a double stand a little bit on this stuff, because everybody says football has got to be played because of the money. Got to be played sometime, okay? And so as far as the money and everything else, of course, I know Middle Tennessee this year was supposed to, they're probably going to play them now, but it was supposed to play Duke at Duke. And I'm sure it's probably going to be about, if they don't play them, probably about $1 million lost, at least.
And they also had a home game with Virginia Tech that was going to sell out.
Yeah, more than likely, or at least 25,000 at least. Maybe I'll oversell out, but a pretty good big crowd, yeah. I know what you're saying there. But, yeah, they're gonna have to lose that probably, too. So it'd be a lot of money on them. But the thing I'm going to get with this double standard stuff is, what I'm going to say is this, guys. I'm going to throw out a hypothetical. Is what if this virus had hit last year around, like, the end of September, October, let's say, started out hitting, and it started out, it wasn't that good, then it got worse and worse and worse. Now, let's say the end of November, when the college football season was over, and we still had football going on in September and October. Do you think that the powers that be in college football, that playoff committee or the bowl people, would have said, okay, let's cancel the bowls and that college playoff?
Because I say
no.
That's a great question.
Right now, I'm going to tell you something, and I'll hang up at this, George. If I'd have been Mark Embert at the NCAA, I'd have played that NCAA tournament. I ain't worried about no virus. I ain't going to worry about that. We're going to play it in smaller venues with no fans, because we're talking about $1 billion. If you had that, all these schools are going to be dropping. Stanford dropped 11 sports the other day, and they dropped a bunch of non-revenue sports. You notice these schools ain't dropping football and basketball. They're dropping wrestling and tennis and golf and all that, and cross-country and track and all this business. So to me, it's a double standard, in my opinion.
Okay, let me run. It's a great question you've put out there.
We appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
You too. Jack, you want to start?
Oh, man. I mean, how do I really follow that up, honestly? It is $1 billion.
It's a really good question.
It's $1 billion. I mean, Jeff's right. It's a ton of money to consider, but also a huge liability with a pandemic that we've never seen before. So I don't really know how you can side with one or the other and, you know, feel really firm about it. It's a very unstable situation.
Want to tackle that one, Watson?
Well, this is the way I would say it. I think they would have canceled football just like they did basketball, because the NCAA's money comes from basketball, not football.
Right.
So if they canceled their big money maker because of this pandemic, it would tell me they would have canceled football if it had hit at the same time that basketball hit.
Okay, we have a line open. I want somebody to jump in at 844-5600. Your opinions, your thoughts, questions, comments, whatever. A big moment on the show coming up now. One of my all-time favorite callers, Kenny the Mailman, for the first time on this show. Kenny, how are you?
It is always a pleasure to speak to the Bob Costas of Bellmead.
How are you?
I'm melting, George. As we speak, I'm melting.
Can I ask a personal question?
Yes.
Have you been under the weather?
Takes its toll on people, but you know what? I love life. I'm working and living every day, so we'll go from there.
Okay, I've got your phone number now, and I'm going to call you when we get off the air, because I haven't known how to reach you, but now I do, and you're going to hear from me in a little while.
Well, I camp out at the Bellmead Post Office, so I always drop in there and buy your stamps.
You're never there when I either that or they don't want you anywhere near me.
Oh, okay. I'll go with that. Well, listen, George, something I wanted to discuss. I've been married almost 40 years now, and Watson will understand this also. Doing that, you learn the art of compromise. A couple of years ago, I would have hopped on the name Washington Warriors and just kept the same logo and colors, because when you do that, you take away the weapon that the other side says you are using a slur as your nickname. Because what a lot of people don't realize, the movement that is against this, they want all Indian names, not just the Redskins, because I called in a year ago on a national radio show, and I asked the spokesman, the Utah Utes support the University of Utah, and the Seminole tribe supports Florida State. What was the response to that? And the man was furious. He said they didn't have the right. They were sellouts. They didn't have the right to accept money. And I said, well, what about diversity? They're Indians also. But a lot of people don't realize the total spectrum of the other side, how far they wanted to go. And then I asked, really, if you think about it with pure logic, doesn't the nickname Cowboys and 49ers and Sooners, really, isn't that more offensive to the Indian nations than the Redskins? Because that's like nicknames that actually fought Indians and took their land away from them and caused a gold rush to invade a lot of their land. And the guy, he just wouldn't answer that. He just kept saying, well, we're against the Redskins, so... If you'd comment on that, and I do think the Washington Warriors is the perfect way to compromise.
Okay, I got to ask one thing before you go.
Yeah.
Have you had this conversation with Cowboy Eric?
I've had so many conversations with Cowboy Eric, I can't keep up with it. He knows more about the Cowboys than Tom Landry's family.
I might want to hear that off the air. Kenny, it's great to hear from you.
Watson, good to speak with you, sir.
Thanks, Kenny.
Bye-bye.
You know, it could happen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not ruling anything out.
At this point in where we are in the world, I'm not willing to say much of anything safe.
Oh, I agree. It's where does it stop?
Don't know.
Interesting.
Okay, so we're off to the kind of start that I wanted in this, which is to take the 3 o'clock hour and turn it over to you all. Allen in Nashville will be the leadoff hitter when we come back, but I've got two lines open. I know you're out there, I know you're listening, and I know you're probably sneaking home a little early. So get a phone line and dial us up at 844-5600. If you'll get in now, we'll get to you during this next break. Stay tuned. We're coming back.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Martin Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, earth to Danny. Suddenly he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com. Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her, and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil plus a Platinum Oil Filter for just $22.98. Why does synthetic motor oil give your engine superior lubrication and protection? Because science. That's why. Pick up 5 quarts of Napa Full Synthetic plus a Platinum Oil Filter for just $22.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 7/31/20.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Welcome, Angie McCartney.
When he'd come home, Jim would say to him, how are your bowels, son? Are you eating properly? He'd go, Dad, you know, I'm a beagle. You don't ask me about my bowels. Oh, it's not that funny. Come on,
you know. Yeah, we didn't expect to be talking about Paul's bowels this morning.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay.
are more than 17 weeks into the old pandemic. And even though weekends don't feel as good as they used to, it's still the weekend. So let's do it. Alan in Nashville, appreciate your patience. Welcome.
Hey, guys. Watson, about 15 minutes ago when you put the dollar and cent sign on this thing, that pretty much sums up the entire situation. And when we were kids, there was that old saying, the hip bone connected to the thigh bone. Well, we're about to find out what's connected to what as far as the financial situation with these universities and the athletic programs. But I tell you what, on the lighter note on this thing, Watson, I'm a little bit disappointed in you because you had the opportunity to ask your brother the question that I've been wanting to know for about the last 3 or 4 months, and that is, where exactly did he find the fountain of youth?
Well, honestly, Alan, there's no doubt he found it and I didn't.
Oh, wait a minute. Didn't you give it to him?
He may have stole it from me. That may be what it is. Let's not go too far with that fountain of youth. We'll watch him close here and see. That thing keeps, that water keeps running.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, the ACC may have something more valuable than the antidote to the virus if one of their coaches has come upon the fountain of youth, because that's going to be a real revenue stream for the ACC and the Tar Heels over there. And I'm just amazed at what your brother's done, and I congratulate him.
Oh, thanks, Adam. This class is, I think, the best class in their history. Now, he's got to hold on to it. But that's why I asked him that question, because how in the world? And he said his number one comment was, and he's always been this way, is I feel the same way. If you're at a state university, you need to win your state, period. That's number one. And he says the best year he can ever remember in the state of North Carolina with the number of players this year. So, but he's getting them, and more power to him.
Alan, I tell you what, Watson, I don't think he's through.
No, there's a couple more he's hard on. I know that. In the state. Yes, sirree. You're dead on.
Alan, thanks.
Appreciate it, George. Thanks.
So, Jack, did you get that? When you're the state school, you got to win the state.
Yeah. I mean, growing up in Tennessee.
You went to a state school.
Well, I also went to Ole Miss, yes.
Yeah.
But in Tennessee, I mean, just from growing up here, Tennessee can't lose a Vanderbilt. If Tennessee loses a Vanderbilt, the season is a loss. Kind of the same way.
I've heard that before, yeah.
Kind of the same way some other places, UNC, Duke, all of that. But, yeah, that's normal.
Okay, I've got one line open because of that. 844-5600. We've just opened it up on a day where I want some of your opinions about some of what's going on out there, because it's gotten crazy again. Ball Boy, welcome into the show.
Thank you, George and Watson.
Don't forget Jack.
Is Jack there?
Oh, he absolutely is.
He must be the call screener. I'm sorry. I don't think I know him. But, you know, at this late date and with travel just looming right around the corner, you know, you can't have more than 2 weeks of play left in this thing to make a decision or just call it off. You know, August 1st at the latest. And the way the thing's surging. And you know what really baffles me about the whole situation is, if it's this bad, how come everybody isn't mandatorily having to wear masks everywhere all the time sitting at the office? Because none of that's happened. I guess I'm supposed to be talking about football.
No, that's okay. I mean, I think one of the things that we're learning is college football doesn't seem to have like a czar who sort of leads it all. We're finding out in the pandemic, we got too many, you know, one county says do this. Then you travel into another, you know, this one says it's okay. This one says it's not okay.
That's the confusing part. But the fact of the matter is people need to help this where they can. And there are two places it appears that we can help it. The social distancing and the mask. And we need to start doing that more, period.
Yeah, and I guess I'd have to look at the numbers closer, but it seemed like to me people just sort of gave up after Mother's Day or so.
I think you're right.
Forget it. You know, I'm tired of this. I'm going back. I'm going to live my life, you know. So, well, we'll know fairly soon. George, are you class of 77 or
I am. Minus? 77.
I am as well, Briarcrest Baptist, and fortunately I live here and not in Memphis now. So
you knew Will Fong?
No, he was quite a bit younger than me, or at least 3 to 4 years younger than me, I'm thinking.
One of my closest friends when I was at Memphis State.
Really? Some of my classmates, Chip Hoffman and Tom Wilk, were, I guess, your classmates up at BGA, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
Well, thank you guys. Got a great show. I'd appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Okay, let me ask one thing before I go to Clay. And by the way, now two lines open, 844-5600. This is a day where we just are asking for you to jump in, your questions, your comments, your thoughts. Okay, as you all watch this, Jack, I'll start with you. How long do you think college football has to make ultimate decisions?
I mean, it has to be mid-August. So I would say 1 month from now, just so they can get camp and everything and, you know, workouts going on as well. They need to figure that out pretty quickly if they want to start on time.
So, Watson, is mid-August where they tell us no fall, we're going to spring?
It won't be that late. They can't. They're supposed to start practice 1st of August, so they're going to have to make some decisions before that, I think, George. I think it'll be 3 weeks at the absolute most. I think within 2 weeks, if you don't see these numbers start going down throughout the country, there is no decision, in my opinion. That's all they're waiting on, I think. They're trying to give it time to see if they can get this back under control a little bit and get these numbers down. And all they do is keep going up everywhere. So, if they don't see a trend in the next 10 days, I think they're going to come. But I would bet you this, guys. I would bet they've already got two plans in place. Of course, they got the one for the start of the year on time. I think they're already deep into discussions of the second one, which would be conference play and how they're going to go about it. So it wouldn't be like they're caught off guard when they decide to do it. The plan will be in place if they decide to go that way. But I'm going to give it – I think it will be done before we leave July, one way or the other.
Clay in Nashville, you are up next at 3:38.
Hey, George, how you doing?
I'm good. Hope you are.
I'm good. So no Mr. Titan today, obviously, but we have Jack Gentry of Battleground Academy, and I just heard he's an Ole Miss Rebel. Is that true?
That's correct.
And then we have my friend on the plateau, Mr. Watson Brown. Watson, could I get a how you doing, big boy?
How you doing, big boy?
I love the way you say that. Guys, I'm really getting concerned about college football even being played. I heard, George, you probably know who Brad Powers is.
Mm-hmm.
He was on Bill King's show this morning.
Yeah.
Maybe you have it on sometimes. I know Pogi and them do. You know, big odds guy out in Vegas, things like that.
Yeah.
He said his opinion this morning was he thinks college football is less than 50% that'll be played at all.
Well, I think he's right, but here's some of the unknowns in this. Clay, what if we wake up tomorrow morning and there is a vaccine? Now, I don't think it's going to be that quick, but there is going to be a day where we're going to wake up, and God willing, there will be a vaccine. And when that happens, then what?
That's what it's obviously going to have to, I think, going to have to take. George, you know, to get this thing stopped, this thing is serious. I never thought
I would see in my lifetime something that could potentially shut down college football, as big a game as it is, and as much as it means to these colleges and universities and things like that. But it's certainly frustrating. I guess I'm just glad I can, even though there's no fans, at least I can watch the PGA Tour on the weekends.
Good attitude. I like that. Make chicken salad out of chicken. You fill in the blank privately. Got to run.
Have a good weekend.
See ya. So, Watson, if there is a vaccine before January 1, are we guaranteed college football?
George, I personally, you remember I said this back earlier, I think that we'll get to the point, if we don't get to play in the fall, I don't know that we'll come back till there's a vaccine. I don't know if they'd go through this in the spring fighting the same things. So I'm just not sure these presidents and everything are not going to roll this thing back. If you looked at what the Ivy League said, they didn't say they're going in the spring. They said we're going to evaluate in January again. So what that to me meant, we're seeing where this thing is and have we finally got it under control. And I think they're going to fight hard to play in the fall. But I think you would watch every one of them say, we're going to take a look at it again in January. They won't just say, we're going to play spring ball. I don't think they'll go there.
We'll go to the break. As I look up, all three lines are full. As soon as something comes open, I'll let you know it. You're listening to WNSR.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-478-0480. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-478-0480. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-478-0480. 1-800-478-0480.
The sizzle is real this summer. And the weather won't be the only thing heating up, because right now, your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too, thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game changing, summer escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America, from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Summer is open, and Lowe's is home for the 4th of July. This year, make your backyard the best place to be for the 4th, starting with the grill. Get the Charbroil 5-burner gas grill now, just $199. Then, fire up the eats and enjoy every bite outside with select patio furniture and outdoor decor, up to 15% off. Whatever you dream up for this 4th at home, visit Lowe's to make it the best it can be. Valid through 7-8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together. I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyCam forecast for this afternoon. Mostly sunny and hot with a high near 94. With heat index values as high as 102. With the northwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. With gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 70. And on Saturday, sunny and nice with a high near 92. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jeff DeWitt. Sports Radio WNSR.
The George Plaster Show, serving up the best sports coverage in Middle Tennessee from Nashville Sports Radio.
3:44 is the time. We have today in the 3 o'clock hour just said, you know what? We're going to open this thing up and find out where you all are going, what you're wanting to yap about. So let's do it. On line one is Tony in Nashville. Tony, give me a couple 3 minutes if you can.
George, good afternoon. And you too, Watson and Jack. Jack, back in the day, you wouldn't know nothing about this, but Watson and George would. Back in the day, you know, there'd be a lot of times where it'd be downtime, and you'd go around and hunting glass or Coke bottles. You'd get them, take them back to the store and get a nickel. Y'all remember those days? Well, Jack, that's where, and George, I think sometimes that's where we're headed.
I thought you were going to say to Jack, if you want to make any money, that's what you're going to have to do. If you're working with George, that's what you're going to have to do.
Maybe my only way to cut out a check to BGA, Tony.
That's true. But that's where it seems like we're headed. And also, George, I was thinking the other day watching the TV show, this virus, the way it's got everybody going, it's a lot to, reminds me a lot of the Gilligan show. Every time we seem we might be making some progress of getting off that island and getting better and everything happening, something else happens to where we're still stuck in it. And I just, that's the way I felt with that. Let me ask you guys a question on this, on a serious note. Notre Dame, they're not in a real conference, per se.
Right.
That don't. So if the Big Ten's only playing conference games, and Notre Dame on their schedule's got two or three games out of the Big Ten each year, I'm not sure of their schedule, but I know at least they play Michigan, Michigan State. If they're not in that conference and they're not in the ACC, what type of schedule? They won't play four games, will they?
Well, the story, Watson, that I'm hearing is that they've got a deal with the ACC where the ACC is going to let them play a bunch of their opponents. I will say this. It would serve them right after all these years of this holier-than-thou attitude if they got left holding the bag and about the only thing they could play is, you know, Paducah-Northridge.
George, I did. I got to thinking about the same thing. And that is, and Watson, chime in. You know, it's a crazy thing, but I was just sitting thinking about, you know, the schedules. A lot of these power conferences and all can get in their six, seven, eight, nine games. If the SEC was going to play the eight games, and that's our schedule now, would they, George and Watson, Jack, do you think they would add one more game if they're just playing conference game? Guys, I'm gonna hang up and let another caller in. George, great show. Everybody have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks. You too, Tony. Thank you. Watson, you want to start it?
Yeah, Tony and George, Jack, I can't find anybody to tell me that Notre Dame is tied to the ACC, but that rumor I keep hearing, but nobody within will say that to me, so I don't know. I think Notre Dame's scrambling. And I think they are, George. If that's what you wanted, I think you got it, because they're really now knowing. And why have they never gone to a conference? And we need to get going, I know, because we got to get other calls. But money, they're getting so much money themselves through their own TV packages that they don't need it. They didn't need the conference in football, so that's why. But all of a sudden now, now they need a conference. And it's going to be real interesting. I think Tony's brought up one thing I can't wait to watch. Let's see how Notre Dame falls in all of this and where they fall in and who with.
It's time for Notre Dame to get off their high horse. It really is. Saddle up, join the ACC, Big Ten, pick one, whichever one. You know, join the crew.
Mike and Melrose, you're up next at 3:48.
Good afternoon. Just a quick comment and a question concerning baseball.
Okay.
We're 2 weeks away, hopefully. Just reading some of the comments what the players are saying about, you know, all the rules are going to have as far as no hugging, no high-fiving, no sunflower seeds, no spitting. I can't see them sticking all those. I've umpired, I think, 15 games in the last 9 days, and everything's pretty much been like it's been before. They high-five, and they have meetings at the mounds where they get together, and I've had a couple coaches want to come up and argue and get within my 6 feet, and I just can't see it changing much. I hope we get to play, but the question, maybe you went over this yesterday, what is going to happen if one team can't fill enough players? Is that's really going to throw the schedule out of whack? Is it going to do what they had to do in soccer? They're just going to kind of shut down everything?
Oops. Yeah, soccer came out of it pretty good because all of a sudden it's instead of 26, it's 24, and they just kind of move on. I don't know what baseball does. Jack, I don't know. My guess is they don't have the answer to that.
Well, they have the farm systems for each club working out pretty close by, right? And then they have the two unsigned free agent squads that are playing in Nashville to pull from. Another thing, the walk-offs. What if Charlie Culberson hits a walk-off in the 10th inning? You can't mob him at home plate? That's going to be disappointing as well.
No hugs for Clutch Charlie?
Yeah. I mean, I think so. I think most of these rules are made to be broken.
What happens if somebody charges the mound?
Rock, paper, scissors.
I think they get sent to the penalty box.
You have a good weekend.
Take care. Watson, George, they have to go sit in the camera deck.
Yeah, I agree, but there's one thing that happened that I can throw it back, baseball back to football. Did you see the one where they say, the NFL is saying, well, you're going to go out there and knock the snot out of each other, everything in the world, but then you can't exchange jerseys when the game's over.
Crazy.
I mean, you've lined up and played against them all day long, but you can't exchange a jersey.
Now, I know.
That's some of the things that we're hearing. That's just crazy to me.
Dumb.
I know.
Eric in Nashville, I got about a minute and a half. Do your best.
Hey, George, first of all, I hope you guys have a great weekend. But, George, real quick, a little bit, a couple of things on the coronavirus. First of all, I think I've heard they've got it under control. I saw a news story in both China and Denmark where in China they had the little kids with masks on, doing hand sanitizer, had this socially distanced, and plexiglass, where in Denmark they're just about back to normal because they had 6 feet and then 3 feet. And then what they did was instead of bringing all the kids back to school at once, they brought the older kids back first, then they went to the younger kids and had a lot of people helping out, and they're pretty much flattened the curve over there, so it's just interesting to see why we can't do that here. But one quick thing, George, I was going to say is I'm a season ticket holder of Titans. I'd already sent in my money, and I've got to make a decision within the next 3 or 4 weeks if I'm going to go to the games or not, and I may defer to next year because I sent my money in about a month before the whole pandemic broke. But, of course, I'm also facing two other dilemmas, George. I'm still out of work. I could go back to work if I want to with another job, but there are two reasons why I'm kind of not. One is the fact that I'm just afraid if I go back to work and the city just kind of reverses, then I'll be at work. Like, for instance, the people went back to the bars, they're at work for only a week to 10 days and told, well, we don't need you, and getting off unemployment, doing all that stuff, then get shut down again, and after being at work for only a couple of weeks, having to try and go back on unemployment. But also, I don't want to get it because of my age. I'm in my 50s, and also I've got a mother who's still alive in her late 70s. So
yeah,
that's my biggest concern. I'm just hoping we do get a virus soon. So that's just
– it's real life. Yeah.
Take care, George.
Eric, you too.
Have a great weekend.
Let me get Bob in Antioch. Bob, I've only got a minute, but let's do what we can here.
Okay. I'm, like you guys, a Vanderbilt alumnus. I love the school. I realize its peculiarities, et cetera. Why in the world do you think that Vanderbilt did what it did with its sports communications department? And I'll listen off there.
I have put out the name of the mastermind of this plan. It's a guy named Steve Ertle, Vice Chancellor for Communications at Kirkland. They're going to feed you all this BS about we need one voice, we need it to come from a central location. You know, of all times to just go in and mass fire, I mean, if you tell them, look, you're now going to be working through the university and you'll get your paycheck through them. That's not what they did. They fired them and told them, you have the right to reapply for your job. And in the coronavirus world, that sucks. So, old Stephen Ertle, I hope you feel good about what you've done. I hate to be that ugly, but this sucks. We got to go to a break. Wow, I better cool down. We've got more of the show, the end of it, when we come back.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
It is an uncertain time for us all, but kids in foster care have always known an uncertain future. Now, more than ever, we see what it means to truly connect with others in a way we didn't fully appreciate through the simple little things we do. It's those little things that also make a big difference to a kid in foster care, to help them become all they were meant to be. During a time when taking care of each other is by far most important, Youth Villages Foster Care asks that you consider opening your home to these young people who are without one. To keep us all safe and healthy during this time, Youth Villages is offering virtual presentations with information to address your thoughts and questions about fostering a child. Learn how you can become a foster parent at youthvillages.org/foster. Youth Villages, foster a little hope. Brought to you by Youth Villages in cooperation with this station and the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
It's a Bill King Show.
College football just loves to tinker with things that aren't broken. I don't get it. And of course, anytime these folks are interviewed by the media does not have the horsepower to question it, or they're just mind-numbed robots and they won't question it because they can't think through. I don't know what it is.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Okay, guys, we're about done. Watson, what's the next move in this college football stuff?
Take a deep breath. I think we're looking at, we'll have a little slowdown now, I think, for about 2 weeks, and a lot's going to go down after that.
SEC has an AD's meeting on Monday, and we'll see what comes out of that. Don't look for all the schools to fire their media communications people.
No. Stephen Ertl at Raspberry. Yeah.
Stephen, meet George. All of you have a great weekend. Johnny Ballpark Franks is in the on-deck circle. He is ready and raring to go, even though I can't prove that.